You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting online thread that kind of made us chuckle. It's asking people, what's the most disgusting thing you've ever had in your mouth? Yes, keep it clean. We know the easy, cheap way out with the jokes with this. We get it. Yeah, haha. But what are some of the most disgusting things you've ever had in your mouth? The first thing that popped into my mind, because I've had a lot of the usual stuff like a lot of people, but there's this thing that a couple of people, like Gretchen, will drink it occasionally called, is it called matcha tea? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, just that matcha itself is disgusting. Like
a, oh.
So gross.
I'm like, how do you put that in your mouth? Yeah. Oh, for God's sakes.
It's really gross.
Somebody on the online thread had a really good one, said that they left a Pepsi outside, and when they went and grabbed it and took a big swig, it was full of ants.
Oh, no! It's like a horror movie.
I don't know why that's so funny, but it is. What about you?
Hey, you know what? Funny, mine happened just a couple weeks ago. I was going around the house filling some cracks and whatnot with some spray insulation, getting ready for the fall and winter months. And I was up high doing a couple of spots, and some of that just dripped right down and into my mouth. And spray foam is weird because it you could feel it kind of puffing up in my mouth with the same. It was just, I can't even describe the taste of it. It was like metally kind of, and then it's extremely sticky. So trying to get it out of your mouth and off your lips and everything, it was foul. By far the worst thing I've ever had. And I had to like take rubbing alcohol and try to get off my lips and everything. It was foul, man.
Jamie wrote in and said, my daughter bee sting inside her mouth.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah. I think a bee in your mouth, that's pretty damn bad.
Jasmine wrote in and said, boys, I chewed on a stick of glue in kindergarten. I thought it was candy. Spoiler alert, it wasn't. Like a glue stick? Ugh.
Robert mentioned something that came up on the show. We were talking to somebody from Australia just a few weeks ago. We asked about Vegemite. Robert said it's hands down Vegemite. I tried it a couple of times in my life. Yeah, it's foul. But you know what? Hey, people are different.
Ronald says, I bit into a sandwich and the plastic tie thing was still inside. I chomped it into little pieces. Had to spit it out. Oh, that's not that bad, dude.
What the hell?
Get a life. Who cares?
Kathy says, here's a real one for you, dude. While at a bar, someone used my bottle of beer for a spittoon.
Oh, yeah, then you take the swig.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they've got their dip in there, their skull or whatever.
The worst story coming out of my household was for sure when Reed was a younger kid and we went to some like wine tasting event or something and Nicole was holding him and he got crazy sick. There's a backstory to that. Doesn't matter. But he got crazy sick and threw up right on, like into her face and her mouth was open. So it was kid vomit right into her mouth and just covering her. And we're at this like nice classy event. It was horrible. And she was like, oh my God, it's in my mouth. So gross.
You know, there could be things like dog puke and stuff like that. I know that my cat will just, if you're up near his face, you got to be careful because he's one of those animals that will sneeze with like no warning. It's like he's just sitting there and all of a sudden it's like that. And when cat droplets like that get in your mouth, you just, ugh.
He seize up. And parents of little boys can relate, you know, laying them there on the changing table and changing that diaper and little Old Faithful happens and it goes right in your mouth.
It's like a water wiggle, man.
So bad. It's so, so bad.
Cindy wrote into us. She said, caviar. My sister and I both look like Tom Hanks from the movie Big. Remember that scene where he's trying to pull it out of his mouth? It's really good.
Let me give you a couple. Here's Sammy and Roger. Sammy says, boys, I accidentally got oil paint in my mouth. I'm a painter, and I squeezed the tube, and it popped right up and into my mouth. Sammy says, I know Jer would ask this. It was yellow paint. It didn't taste like lemons. Ha ha. And then Roger says, boys, I got a squirt of WD-40 right in my pie hole while fixing my bike chain. I don't recommend it. And then he's got a really bad dad joke afterwards about food going down his throat really quick. Zing!
Lorenza says, I was little. I was having ice cream. I found half a roach. Guess where the other half was? In my mouth. Let's go to the phones. Here comes Ann. Ann, what's the most disgusting thing you've ever had in your mouth? Ann going once. Ann going twice.
Hello? There you are.
Ann, answer the question.
This was from the 70s. My brother and I had a cold. My brother had a skin infection or something, and my mom took us to the doctor. We get home. My mom goes to give me my cough syrup, and the pharmacy had mixed up his lotion and put it in a cough syrup bottle. And my mom made me drink. I'm like, no, this is too much. She's like, drink it. This is going to make you better. And I'm like, it was the most I can only equivalent it to bug spray. That's what it tasted like. And she had me take it twice before she realized the mistake.
And it's funny that you know what bug spray tastes like as well.
Well, I don't, but I know what it smells like. And it's
so okay. So skin cream in your mouth, huh? Your tongue looks soft and supple. And
yeah, your tongue has no zits.
10 years younger, yeah. Danielle says, boys, I took a sip from a small flower vase thinking it was my glass of tea. I've never gagged so hard in my life.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
The taste of that.
That's bad. You can give a shout Brian. Out. Brian, what do you got?
Yeah, one time in college, all us broke college kids ordered a cheap pizza, the kind you get for like $5 for an extra, extra large. I bit into that first bite on the slice, and I pulled off, and I thought it was the cheese. I couldn't get that bite to come off. It was just the tip of the pie. I was trying to tug on it. Finally, I let it go, and a rubber band had been cooked into the pizza.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to say a condom for sure. I thought he was going to say condom.
Especially as soon as you said college.
Okay, rubber band, not so bad.
Woo! We'll take that, Brian. Thank you. Drew, what about you? Worst thing in your mouth?
I was painting the top of my house, or like inside the house on my roof.
Yeah.
Or like on the inside. And then, I had the ladder, and I had the bucket of paint up there. And as I was getting down, I knocked it off. It went all over my face, inside my mouth. That was completely disgusting.
Now I got to ask, what color was it?
Blue.
All right. Old blue mouth.
You're a smurf.
Yum, yum, yum. You smurf mouth. Let me give you two more. Ryan says, I took a spoonful of peanut butter a couple days ago, not paying attention, and as soon as I got it in my mouth, I knew something was wrong. I looked in the jar, and it was covered in white fuzz. I threw up immediately in the kitchen sink. A spoonful of moldy peanut butter. And then I absolutely love Whitney. She says, boys, my dad was a taxidermist, and he covered two deer eyeballs in chocolate and gave one to me and my brother as a joke when we were in our teens. I can still feel the pop in my mouth. I'm so grossed out still, and I'm 40 years old, and that's Whitney.
Yeah, there's probably people pulling over to puke just hearing this.
Hey, eat this. I made some chocolate little balls here for you guys.